Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Another morning. Hallelujah. Another day. Hallelujah. That the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Another day. Another day. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for this day, because truly this is the day that the Lord God has made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We honor the Lord God this morning. We thank him for his mercy, his grace, his kindness, his peace, his joy. Thank you. Hallelujah. For his instructions. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to the name of the Most High God. God is so good. God loves us and he cares. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to his name. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're just so honored that you tuned in to join us. And it may be 50 years from now, 50 minutes from now, 50 seconds from now, 100 years from now. We thank you that the Lord allows you to tune in. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. We thank the Lord for you this morning. Hallelujah. I tell you, when I say nobody but the Lord, hallelujah. Yes, that's where we belong, in the presence of the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yesterday, it wasn't, when you compare it to what others are going through, it wasn't that. But dealing with companies that you know that you had understanding with them, and then what you think are the fundamental things and some things that were so important to you, you asked them if they provided and they said yes. And my Lord, oh, all day long, all day long on the phone. And I was just so outdone because what they showed me, what now you would think is just automatic. They have these, provisions set in place for you, and they're not there. So, and then you realize people are people, and people are looking for the bottom line when it comes to business, and that's money. They say and do the things that are necessary to get you to do what they want you to do, and they're not, yeah, I mean, the bottom line is we need to make money. And we will cut the corners wherever. But we've been around so long. And I guess it's just the younger generation. But how much money is enough? That's all I want to know. How much is enough. It's just mind-boggling to me. Mind-boggling. There's so much control. But, I like that. But God is in control. And we'll leave it like that. We won't whine. But I was just in such shock. I could not believe. Said, well, he said yesterday, no matter what, God is in the middle of it. And it was all day long, but God. And I will leave it like that. It's in the capable hands of God. I did all I knew to know to do. So I thank God for giving me peace with it. And understanding that you do all that you know to do. And you just leave it all in God's hands as I'm just be done with it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's it. God will fix it. That my Father got it. And let's just go on and be about our Father's business this morning. It's a beautiful morning. And truly not experiencing the heartbreak, the tragedies. And I have spoke with someone on yesterday, and they told me I have to pray for them because people are doing so much that they get anxiety when they have to go out. It's just too much for them. It's becoming too much for them. I would not criticize them. I would not say, oh, you ain't got no faith. You don't believe in God. Mm-mm. I wouldn't say that. What I would say is that I'm praying for them, that God will strengthen them. When a brother is weak, ye who are spiritual, and I know that that was talking about something else, but when a brother is weak, we pray for them, we uphold them, and pray their strength in the Lord. Yeah. Because it is rough out here. And for a while, I had been saying, maybe a few couple of years, and asking that we just deliberately make it our business to go down certain streets and just applying the blood of Yeshua. Just going down, applying the blood of Yeshua. When we go to the hospital, medical facilities, applying the blood of Yeshua. That was the reason for that. And it's becoming more and more clear now to me. We have to, when we are given something, we can't just figure, oh, it ain't, and forget about it. We have to, either we're going to do what God says or we're not, you know. But let's, wherever we go, and ask God to remind us, keep it in our forefront before we go out the door. Ask God to give us traveling mercy and ask the Lord, everywhere we go, apply the blood of Yeshua. Every place that our eyes will see, apply the blood of Yeshua. Yeah, just do it. Just apply the blood of Yeshua. Yeah. And there's power in the blood. Oh, yes, it is. And that's what we have to do. We have to be serious about this. There was a young lady, and I have noticed that she had been going through for a while. And
I was just concerned about her, but I didn't. I mentioned it, her plight to my husband. And I don't know, people are just, we just need to pray. We just need to pray. And we just need to ask people, I mean, ask God. He's kind to us. And let us be imitators of God. And let's be kind to others. When people, when we find a brother and sister going through, and they may have just bitter remarks or remarks that doesn't seem to make sense to you. People are under stress. Mm-hmm. And we have to love them enough to understand they're in stress mode. And we just pray for them. And don't be so sensitive. Mm-hmm. Let's do that. And let's love each other enough. I got you. I don't take offense that easy. You know, that is a great relief. I don't take offense that easy. Mm-hmm. That's right. And the other part to this is we have to remember that we cannot be envious of others and their work. We cannot, as I so often say, on a block what they're doing, you touching God. Who's worried? Ooh, Jesus! But we see the human being, but we don't see the force of God. If God has ordained it, you're making problems, serious problems for yourself. But so often we get ourselves, I'm deep. Then you have to find, realize you start messing up and you're really deep. So let's be excited for one another. It's kingdom work. Let's do what we can for each other and give a helping hand because it's all about the kingdom. It's all about the kingdom. It's all about doing our Father's bidding. Yes, it's what has been assigned to our brothers and sisters by our Father. Woo! You can shout on that. My God, my God, my God. But something, I just got a visual. Yes, oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just got a vigil. You know, we really need to pray and form a very, a good relationship with our Father. Because what seems to be so often is not. And what seems not to be, it is. My God from Zion. Oh my God. So don't get deceived. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. There are two sides to every coin. And when you flip it, you might be surprised. So let the Lord lead you. Now that's what I want God to do, to lead me. My God, my God, my God. You have to be on the right side. Hallelujah. Because it can look holy and not be holy. So that's what God have me to say. We're continuously praying for those in Florida, and we pray that they will, I know it's a tedious task, and I know that it's not an easy task. We pray for the strength of the rescuers and the leaders of some of the people who are trying to keep hold to what they to their truth for their members. So it's just a lot. We have to, let's pray that all of it get done and no tornadoes or hurricanes happen before they can rescue, and ask the Lord to allow the hurricanes to ease up on Florida. Yeah. In Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Prayer Monday was so awesome. Hallelujah. I just, oh, Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The hand clap was different. Yes, it was. Oh, my God. Oh, it was powerful. I thank God for it. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Pure and holy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we come this morning giving you praise and blessing your name. Thanking you, Father, for your mercy. Thanking you for your grace, your kindness. Thank you for who you are. Truly, you are majesty on high. Yes, you are, Father. You are the sovereign Lord. You are the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. The earth is yours, and they that dwell therein. It all belongs to you. All the stars that are visible to our eyes and all that are not. The heavens, you are the creator. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father, for allowing us to recognize your greatness, your awesomeness. We thank you, Lord, and we glorify your most holy name. Hallelujah. Blessings and honor, glory and power, they all belong to thee, our God and our King. How we thank you, and we are such a privilege to come into your most holy presence. Father, we come in the name of Yeshua, your Son, Son of the living God, our Redeemer. Yes, Lord, oh God, because of him and his obedience, even to the cross, it allowed us to have this opportunity to be able to come into your holy presence, Almighty God. Oh God, so we bow our head and we praise your name and we thank you, great God. For you see our hearts, you know our hearts, you know the intent of every word we speak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for this day. Hallelujah. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, dear God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. We thank you, Almighty God, for the kindness. Hallelujah. We thank you that you hear us when we pray. We thank you, great God. We thank you. Not only do you hear us, but we thank you for the manifestation. Hallelujah. That you hear us. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you for meeting our every need. We thank for going before us, Almighty God, and making the crooked way straight. Almighty God, hey, glory, 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 hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you, great God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that what doesn't seem to have been yesterday an awesome task, yeah, God, but if we had a divine purpose and you allowed us to go through it, so we thank you, Lord, and you were in the middle of it. You had a purpose and you had a plan that's bigger than us, and we thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We glorify you. We magnify you. Father, we ask that you remember all those that are going through. Remember, Lord, those in the weak in heart. Faith seems to be melting away. Almighty God, strengthen our brothers and our sisters. Almighty God, strengthen them, Almighty God. Encourage them and empower them. Give them peace, Almighty God, when they go to and fro. Grant us all traveling mercy, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, when we're in our homes and when we're away, oh, grant protection. We apply the blood of Yeshua. Hibisikoma. Remisikadadada. Oh, God. From the attack, Almighty God, of man. Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 And of nature. Hallelujah. 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 Keep us safe, Almighty God, and all those that all our brothers and sisters, we can say it like that. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Open blinded eyes, physical and spiritual, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a pastor that's in the hospital. We ask that you continue to heal his body. Almighty God, hallelujah. Bless your name. Glory be to your name. Heal his body. Yet we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for the gift that you bestowed upon him. Almighty God, remove any side effects or adverse effect. Almighty God, bless both families, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We thank you for favor, Father. Favor wherever our name is and wherever we must call in, walk in, sit in. We thank you for favor, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for favor with you and favor with man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We glorify our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. Glory, 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 hallelujah. We pray for protection of your people on the highways, the byways, hallelujah, the roads. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, the roads, God, the back roads. Almighty God, Almighty God, right now, God. Oh, Father, right now, turn situations around, circumstances. Yes, Lord. Woo! Nothing is hidden from you, Almighty God. Right there, Almighty God. Yes, Lord. Right there, right there, right there. Almighty God, send help from the sanctuary. We apply the blood of Yeshua. Yes, we do. Oh, God, against every incident. Hey, God. Oh, every murderous plot. Almighty God, Almighty God. Right there, Lord. Right there. Right there. Right there. Savior. Hallelujah. Protect us. Hallelujah. 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 Savior. Protect us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shield of defense. Hallelujah. Right now, Lord. Turn it around. Turn it around, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we need you. We need you like we never needed you before. And we have always needed you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 Nothing is too hard for you. We apply the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah. 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 Over our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, Almighty God. We ask that you allow them to walk in the circle of your blessings and your protection. Hallelujah. 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 Touch, Almighty God, their hearts, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Give them a heart to serve you, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Oh, God, remove the spirit of fear from these United States. Give us a holy reverence for you, Almighty God. But remove the spirit of fear, Almighty God. Come, God, hallelujah, if be your will. Send help from the sanctuary. Rescue us, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Defend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For it is written and told us that you will fight for your people. You are our hiding place. We thank you, Almighty God. You are our mighty fortress. Oh, yes, you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Our faith standing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's all in your hands. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Pray to thy children and grandchildren and children and a whole who are looking and needing jobs that they will find one. Almighty God, they will be given one and allow them to have the integrity and the character and protect them on the job from the negative influences of those who don't understand and not wanting to do right. Hallelujah. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glorious God. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy, Almighty God. Remember Mother Dunlap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember her, her sons, her daughters. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for encouraging her. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for the encouragement. Almighty God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Be with us. Hallelujah. Speak to us and through us. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's none like our God, and our God is God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Mm. like our God. Hallelujah. Great is our God and greatly to be. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. We glorify you, magnify you. We just extol you. Hallelujah. I started thinking what brought, came to my mind is the prayer group, that my first prayer group that I was a part of. And I've shared it with you many times before. As I said, everyone that I can think of are in ministry. And it didn't look like it, but Lord, there were some in there, in that group, that could pray. And I shouldn't say that because that sounds a little ambiguous, I guess. Yeah. Prayer is having a conversation with God. So, you know, when you put it like that, you say, oh, there is some who sure enough know how to have a conversation with the Lord. Ooh. But when they pray, it wasn't foolishness. It was real and it was legitimate. And God answered their prayers. And when you see that, just almost unbelievable, God answered prayers. And I remember where I was when I asked the Lord to let me pray for people. I wanted to pray for people. I just had that urgency to want to pray. Mm-hmm. And God allowed it. Many have been the path that I've taken to come to the place. And I know that God does answer prayers. And I thank God. There was a time that I didn't really know. I was just praying. And this one particular person, she called me and she said, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I was like, okay. I didn't know what she was saying thank you, thank you, thank you about. She said, you prayed for me. And I said, I prayed for you. I didn't pray for you. I said, we could just pray. She said, no. And she told me verbatim almost as to what I said. And she said, it happened for me. Because, you know, she went in personal into it. And I was just sitting there in amazement because no one had ever told me that I can remember that I prayed for them and the Lord answered. And I just sat there. She said, and I needed it so much. But I said, I thought that wasn't what I heard. So when my son passed and I just needed somebody to just be there with me, I guess, while I was talking with the Lord. And I said to this lady, I said, this sister, I said, oh, I really thank you for praying with me. I really thank you. She said, when did I pray for you? And I'm going like, oh, okay. But it sure was, maybe I, the Lord allowed me to pray. And I just needed a witness or a body there. I don't know. But I thank God. Oh, my God. You know, there are instances that I won't share that I think about how God has moved. And it looked one way, and it was altogether different. And, oh, my God, and in the extensions, and like, oh, all we have to do is just Just let God. God has a plan. And it's a good plan. God has a plan. And I often say that we're just a thread on the canvas. Yes. And we want to get to the side or to the top. You may be at the very bottom, but that's where you belong. And any place else, I'm talking about your thread, to bring about this beautiful picture that God has. You know, that's just for us to see that everything in its time, everything in its place. Yes, everything in its time and in its place. But what are you doing while you're waiting to be placed on the canvas? Yeah, at that right place. Oh, glory. At that right place. May not be the best. And back to prayer, talking with God. That's like someone coming up, oh, you sure know how to talk to your mama. Oh, now, I know we could say, you know, your mother really listened to you when you pray. She really hear you. She really respect you. Don't lose that or something like that. Yeah, that I or your dad. You're the one who can talk to your dad. You know, there's always one. You go to mama. You go, and so I guess that's that right there. It's a perfect example. So no, you want to spend all that time talking? Why don't you just go and say, let us know what daddy said. But you want to take all? Oh, that's a perfect. That's it right there. That's it. Yeah. And yeah, before I get to daddy be saying, don't come to me with your foolishness. But he always pay attention to you. So I guess that's it. Did you catch it? Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Ah. Oh, my God. Thank you, Father. Ooh. Right there. Oh, God. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah. He's so good. He's just God. He's awesome. I love him. But more importantly, he loves me. And he loves you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you. Hallelujah. I just wanted to share that, how precious you are in the sight of God. How? Oh, and he loves to hear from you. He loves to hear from us. And yes, he loves what we want to spend time. But what he wants to is this, he wants us to different, not coming to him so you can get something. But then a lot of us have to go through that process to truly understand it's not about naming and claiming and getting what I want. These are the benefits of a child of God, so we don't go around doing just so we can get what we want. That's selfish. And not making, and I know my sister, good morning, I'm sorry I didn't speak to you early. We don't do things so we can get things to have things on this earth so we can look. And you know what? Here's L okay. Look blessed. Paul said, whatever state I find myself in, I'm content. Whatever state I find myself in. And I go back to the scripture that I often cite. Jesus said, your Father knows that you have need of these things. Take a deep breath. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. We won't put those things and above the will of God. I got to have this. As I said to you, there was a young lady, she had kind of had some financial issues, and she was very wealthy. And she said, God knows that I cannot worship him poor. I have to have my money. I'm not knocking, I'm just repeating what she said to me. And that's doubling hay. That's prideful. Look at me. See who I am. No, I am. I have to have the best of everything. No, you don't. No, you don't. It's nice to be comfortable. And your level of comfortable and my level of comfortable, God knows what it is. He does not want us to be tied down, wrapped up in earthly things, and so much so that we forget that this is not our home. We forget that we were created for his purpose. We forget there's a beginning and an end to our time here on earth. And we should, and we will have to stand before our God and give an account for the deeds that we have done in the body. And that needs to be really real and bring it home. Yes, we have to do that. And when we live from that perspective, I believe that we won't mishandle our gifts. Pride won't get in the way. Pride. We just need to annihilate pride. We just need to take pride and just annihilate it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just shatter it into nothing. Lust of the flesh, shatter it. Lust of the eye, just because they're enemies to us. Enemies to us. Yeah. The pride of life. Yeah. Yeah. Enemies. Our enemy. So we should be able to walk on this earth knowing that we have authority and power, and we are comfortable with our position. So we don't get, because you have a Mercedes, it will rust and fade away, but we're holding on to the anchor, and our anchor is from above. Yes, not from earth. Earth. No, nothing about earth has made our anchor in which we're holding on to. No. Woo! And when we learn to walk and that assurance, we are truly children of the Most High God. Look out. Look out. Yeah, look out. Some things are about to happen. Look out. So I suspect that's why things that be being given in a lot of instances so it can rock you to sleep and satisfy you. And we're concerned more with who know us and who we know that make us look good. We just have to say no, baby. No. God know me. Everything else come under this. Nice to have friends and nice to have people to know you. But it doesn't move me. It doesn't change who I am because God knows me. I know who I am. Not so much that I know God, but God knows me. Jesus, Yeshua knows me. He know my name. Hey, glory, hallelujah. And not arrogant. God got me. God got you. When you look overwhelmed by so much, and then sometimes even feel like by selfish people, or maybe even you are selfish. You know, we have to check ourselves out. We can be selfish. And a lot of weight on other people. We just have to ask God to allow us to see and to be balanced. Psalms 115 said, trust in the Lord. That's the subtitle. Trust in the Lord. Say, hear, O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye, listen to this. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Hallelujah. The Lord has been mindful of us. Hallelujah. The Lord has been mindful of us. Praise his most holy name. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Trust in the Lord. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Woo. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't that just wonderful? Isn't it a wonderful reminder? Trust in the Lord. Trust in it. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Let that be your reminder. Hallelujah. Trust in it. Trust in it. Ooh. Hallelujah. Take confidence. My Father has it. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, I can shout. Oh, my God. And it just, I know that there, I just love it when I can turn and it's just what I need. Huh? Oh, glory. He's your help and your shield. Ooh. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, I know you can shout right there. I know you can shout all that talking. Just trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Trust in the Lord. He's your shield and he is your help. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Trust, oh, glory, in the Lord. He's your shield and he's your help. Ah, the more I say it, trust in the Lord. He's your shield and he is your help. Right there. Glory, didn't have to go looking for it. It was right there. Trust in the Lord, Margaret. Trust in the Lord, my baby. Trust in the Lord, my children. Trust in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm not talking about Margaret. Hey. The Lord said, trust in him. Trust in him. Put your hope. He said, why trust in him? Because he's your shield and your help. Ooh. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you can just put it just right there, big letters on your chest. Trust in the Lord. He's your shield and your help. Hallelujah. God is my shield and my help. Hallelujah. Oh, we need to do something with that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As a reminder. Hallelujah. Don't ever forget it. Don't ever forget it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Right there, hallelujah. He's your shield and he's your help. Bless his name, hallelujah. Oh, goodness, 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 goodness. Oh, my God. Just right there, hallelujah. God is so good. Oh, my goodness. I mean, when I say I can shout right there, I mean, I can shout. Someone can shout for me right now. Hey, glory. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. 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 You don't need to trust in that. You don't need to trust in that. You ain't got to do Just trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the, oh, my God. Oh, my God. In the Almighty God. Hallelujah. My sickle. No, don't, you ain't got to do all of that. You ain't got to do this. Just trust. Trust, Benny. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, for that. That you so tired and weary of. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. God got it. He'll lead you and show you what to do. If you trust in him. I'm not God. I can't tell you when. I can't tell you how. I can only tell you what the scripture says. So if it's 1 second from now or 1 millennium from now, I don't know. But I know he said trust in him. I know he said he's your shield and your buckle. I don't promise rose gardens and I don't promise all I can do is say what God said. Trust in it. And it's optional. Yes, it is. You can trust in him if you want to, and you can choose not to. It's your choice, your decision. But as for me, hallelujah. In the beginning. I like that. Uh-huh. In the beginning, there was none competing. Uh-huh. God created the heaven and the earth. We're in Genesis, the first chapter. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Oh God, I thank you. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Hallelujah. Woo! I got a daddy. I got a daddy that cares and loves me. Hallelujah. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Listen. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Hallelujah. Same chapter, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. There's a young lady. That's in my hometown. And I don't want to use her name or anything. But God knows who I'm lifting up before him, and then I ask you to lift her up and ask you to ask God to heal her. Actually, there's two, and God knows exactly who I'm speaking of. Just take this time right now and ask God to touch their body and heal them in the mighty name of Yeshua. Ask God to touch Bishop Lee and heal him. And everyone that's represented that may have an infirmity. Hallelujah. Ask God to heal our body. Hallelujah. To make us all whole. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And those that are spoken of, we ask God to heal them, all that is in need of a healer. But we ask him to do it, and we thank him for doing it in the mighty name of Yeshua. And we count it done in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah, according to God's plan and God's will, in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for the healing, Father. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Numbers, the sixth chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. We thank God. We know that our God is a healer. Yes, he is. So we join faith to faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thanking God for the manifestation. Hallelujah. It is so. Hallelujah. Jude, the first chapter, started at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. Step in it. God bless you. Hallelujah. In the love of God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Love you.